It's that exchange. It's the great reversal. It's when the exact opposite thing that you think you're going to get happens. This plays out all the time. I love watching children's workers because they do things that I'd never think to do. Us dads don't get this, by the way. Moms, somehow you know this naturally. We have to learn it. If a kid's acting up, what a dad does is I get louder and louder and louder, thinking if I just get louder, then they're finally gonna listen. They don't. None of the moms laughed. See, a mom realizes if I whisper, it changes the game. See, that's what tonight is about, is we're wrapping up this whole series on love. It's the question, is victory found in a crescendo or in a decrescendo? Is victory found the way that we think of it so light, so often? Is victory, it's in the picture of the mom all cleaned up, holding that newborn baby and smiling. Victory is the parade when you come back from the battle and your face is cleaned and the wounds are healed and you're in the convertible waving. See, that's not victory. That's how we tell the story later. See, the victory happens after the pushing and the crying and the 36 hours of labor and the exhaustion when for the first time she hears. See, victory is laying on that field after giving everything you've got and you are exhausted and you are bloodied and you are bruised, but you look up at the scoreboard and it's clear. How do we read it? Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. See, we read it in a crescendo because it is. We read it. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. But man, we live it. We live it. Love bears all things. I'm in it. I'm going to protect, I'm going to go forward, but it gets tough, and so I'll believe it. And I'll believe it until that gets tough, and then I'm going to hope it. And then we end up just enduring it. I'm going to stick it in. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to give up. See, it's that great reversal. The way we live it and the way we tell the story are flipped. We tell the story all wrong. Right? Christmas Eve, that's when we're packed. That's when there's candlelight. That's when everybody, and there's Easter Sunday where it's hallelujah. But tonight's when the magic happens. Tonight is when death, it's made a mockery. Tonight's the night that death is defeated. If you look, the skull is always at the foot of the cross because that's where it's crushed. That's where that very first thing that was told to Adam comes true. Sorry, it was told to the serpent. When God looks at the serpent and he says, "You will strike my heel, but I will crush your head." See, tonight, tonight on the cross, not tonight, 2,000 years ago on the cross, when Christ yelled out, "It is finished," he had endured it all for you, for me. Game over. Satan defeated. Done. So the question we're stuck with, so what do we do with that? See, it's all the way back here in Genesis that God said to Satan, I will crush your head when you strike my heel. And they had to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait for that Good Friday. And today, we know it's true. We know that the victory is ours, but like them, we wait for what we just sang. To exchange that cross for the crown. And so tonight, we wait for the parade. We wait for the final judgment. We wait for the fancy picture. We'll get there someday, but tonight, let's just revel in the fact that what Christ did on the cross settled it. Once for all, for you. So how do we revel in that? The only way I know how is to pause. The first band I toured with, I met an Australian drummer. And the very first night he was here in America, he wanted to do the most American thing he could think of. And I said, hey Nat, what do you want to do? He said, let's go to Pizza Hut. And we were both in a Christian band, and so we knew that we had to pray before, but we didn't know what are the cultural things. And he goes, hey, when me and my mates pray, here's what we say. We go, ta. In Australian, that means thank you. And we say, pa, because that's who we're thanking, our dad. And so tonight, as we pause for prayer, you can say it that short. Thanks, Dad. Ta, pa. But I've realized that when I receive a gift like this, I can't find enough words to say thank you, but yet I try. And so as we pray tonight, we're going to give silence first to just pray to our God, thank him for dying for us, and then we'll pray together. And then we're going to pray that perfect prayer that he taught us to pray, and some of you after that, you'll be ready to go home, and that's great. We'll sing the final song, and you are free to exit on your own. And some of you are just going to want to sit and say thank you for longer, and you are more than welcome to stay here all night if you wish. So we pause for a moment of silent prayer to say thank you to God for his death for us.